Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December the 22nd. Joining us this morning, almost survived through Christmas, Rex Bone. Good morning, sir.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Yeah, yeah. And a little sober. Somber. Always. Somber. Sorry.
Yeah. Somber and sober.
Said that in front of the wrong guy.
There you go.
All righty, Winston, why do we say it?
Let's see. Is there anything festive?
I'll just grab one.
I'll say that one for Thursday night. Christmas Eve and all.
Must be an upgrade.
Yeah. Why is a book called a volume?
Volume.
Because you go into a library and it's a volume of books?
I'm thinking because it has a lot of words.
Oh, let's see what our mystery caller thinks.
Go ahead, Rex. You're going to have to introduce her.
I think we got a call in from Michelle Bushnell, Supervisor-elect, 2nd District.
Are you there, Michelle?
I am. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. Now, we have a question on the floor, and I know this isn't an official one yet because you haven't been sworn in. However, where do we get the name volume in reference to a book?
What is it?
Just leave it there. You came in late.
All right, Winston, let her rip.
Ancient books were written on sheets of paper which were fastened together lengthwise and rolled up like a window shade. Volume is from the Latin word meaning to roll up.
Oh.
I knew it. I didn't want
to say it. Yeah. Gee, thanks for not embarrassing us, Rex.
Michelle, how cold is it in Bloxburg this morning?
It is at least 32 because I am iced up everywhere. It's freezing.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Well, good frosty morning to you then. How's that?
Well, thank you. A couple days before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, now Rex, if we had had everything dialed in, she still wouldn't have been able to be here because of snow.
No, she's...
Yeah, I know. I'm trying... Trying to give you an out here, and you're not going for it.
You ought to see her pickup. It makes mine look like a scooter.
Oh, I see. Okay. You know, we were watching one of those TV shows, you know, the Super Rich, and they showed an SUV with half tracks on it for up in Colorado, somewhere where somebody has a fancy setup. Strangest looking thing, but you can understand why they would have it in snow territory.
If the snow is that bad... Where the hell do you have to go?
Exactly. Stay home.
Because the people you're going to, the employees couldn't get to work because they don't have half tracks.
No. I think this is more, a little different dynamic. Oh, boy. So has reality set in for you yet, Michelle?
Yep, it's ticking away for sure.
How about having to work next to this clown, fella?
Well, I'm a down the hallway, so I think I'll be spared.
Oh.
Virginia's not so lucky.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
She hit the road. I got to say it. She's meeting all the department heads ahead of the game and hitting the ground running. So that's a good thing. I mean, and she was very, I think we'll all miss Mustel, but I think Michelle brings a new look at it, and we'll, work with that new look, and hopefully it works for the people of Humboldt County.
So what's the number one thing on your list, Michelle, that you are hoping to kind of get your arms around right now?
Well, knowledge, of course. But like if you're talking about what is concerning the 2nd District and Humboldt as a whole, is just I think moving our county forward economically and environmentally being, safe at that. And homelessness is always a huge thing. And in my southern part of my district, where I'm unincorporated, it's a huge issue with not a lot of services available. So it's something I'm looking forward to really tackling. Learning more about the cannabis permitting process is really, top on my list. I've been meeting with the planning department already. For me, I just want to get informed before I've made no promises. What's on my radar is the same as probably most people, and I just want to try to make things efficient.
So pretty much getting the facts before you make a decision, you realize how contrarian that is to everybody else. Typically when they come in, it's I'm going to take care of blank. And
don't look at me that way.
Well, I I'm a realist, and I'm also just a really common sense person, and I know that, I'm not going to get in January 4th and change it the next day. I think slow progression, and it's not that I need to change anything. I just need what I feel, a different thought process and a different way may realign some things. Estelle didn't do a bad job. Maybe my thought process is different, and I see things different, and I can interpret the constituents maybe different. So, everybody, when someone new comes in, brings a different idea.
So more nuances rather than a revolution.
Yep. I think the county, everybody does the best they can. It's just being able to tweak things so that it's more efficient possibly, or maybe that extra pothole gets filled, or maybe, the cannabis process is just a little bit easier. Maybe I have a good idea. Those types of things.
I would suspect that budget and the health stuff we're dealing with make, obviously they're linked together, it makes this kind of a challenge. Rexy, you've been through this grinder a number of times. How different is it going to be for Michelle this time than what a normal or a typical year is in going through developing budgets and just seeing how things flow?
Well, and with the COVID, she's going to come in. I would love to say she's coming in at the tail end of the COVID, but I don't know if that's the case. But, I mean, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not necessarily an oncoming train. So she's gonna see the tough things that are going on. And then as we move forward, she's going to be able to absorb that along with everything else we do. Our budget's going to be, we were looking at a 10% loss, and I don't think we're going to be 10% down, but we were budgeting for 10%. So there's going to be a little relief there, we hope. Our CAO's office does a great job on putting our projections forward. So I think we're going to be able to manage it real well.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop with Rex Bone and newly minted, almost sort of, supervisor Michelle Bushnell. Guys, how do you do a budget now, or how do you look forward when there's so much question about what reality is today? John Dalby was on yesterday, and he was indicating, we really, as a bank, they really don't understand yet where things are, because there's been these artificial prop-ups. And folks that might otherwise not be able to make their payments have been able to make payments because of this. And I was thinking the sand kind of getting away underneath the sidewalk, so to speak. And you really don't know because you've got this artificial support that's in play. How do you read what's going on out there and then try to translate that into realistic projections for the remainder of this fiscal year?
Well, I think that's where the CAO comes in and her team. I mean, I'll pawn it off on her.
Yeah.
But where they
a little low lay defense here to start the NBA season, huh? Way to
exactly.
Go, Rex.
But I think what they look at is what the prospectus is. I mean, what do we expect to happen in the spring? Do we see a housing boom? Do we see anything coming forward? We've got we have a couple things in the horizon with the fish plant, with the fish plant. We have the cable landing, which is right. is a big
thing. Are those within 6 months? Where
no, they're not. They're not within 6 months, but some of those are within. The permits are in for the fish plant.
Oh, those are going to be huge.
But they're going to be. That's going to be a while. The housing starts I saw were starting to get better. So our timber, lumber prices are good right now. We do have sawmills still here, and we still have working for us. So those play well. I mean, Michelle can speak to that because she actually owns a couple logging trucks also. So,
yeah. There are signs of positive Certainly.
Well, like for the logging industry, my trucks have been working. I'm off this week for Christmas, but I've had a longer hauling season than I've ever had, which the mills are buying, and so that's great. And, but you know, that's a positive for sure.
Well, Merritt Perry had indicated also there's a lot of permits being taken out in Fortuna for houses. So there are signs.
Well, and if you're building here, and then I just read this morning down in the Central Valley, housing is just going through the roof because everybody's coming out of L.A., everybody, Sacramento, everybody's coming out of the Bay Area, Oakland. The rents are dropping drastically. Now, in the Central Valley, rents are coming up a little bit but I saw San Francisco rents have dropped 25%, 30% after a 10-year spike because, just reading, they expect 30 to 40% of the workforce to work from home from here on. And maybe not all the time, maybe just 3 days a week, 2 days with the but for every two employees, one's going to always be at home. So, you know, for the big firms, big firm for us is wow, you know. But I mean, down there, you're talking 2,000-3,000 employees and you're putting 1,500 people at home and doing that, you know, doing it from, it changes the whole dynamics, especially if you don't have to go in, but 1 day a week, you can do that hour and a half commute and not really worry about it and get out.
It's novel.
Well, sell that 800 square foot apartment, you know, or condo for $800,000 and go buy a nice house for $500,000. So,
well, that's what I was going to ask, Michelle. You know, when you're talking with Amy, one of the things that a lot of folks talk about is this flight into our area. We're seeing it with real estate prices. I mean, there are indications. But are these working people or are these retired people? And I kind of use John Kovacovic, shared this one with me years ago. He said it was the timber industry when it contracted was a big deal, but it was also the second, third, fourth, fifth out that also disappeared, you know, whether it's the truckers or the folks that work on the trucks or the folks that sell the products that are worked on the trucks, that's really where the economic impact was. And my question is, with those folks that are relocating here buying the houses, and are they workers that will then require those secondary and tertiary supports, or are they retireds and they really don't need that much support? And the industry equity, isn't there.
They used to call them equity refugees.
Right, right. Equity, but are they still engaged in the stream of wage earning, or are they retired?
I think we're seeing more workers move up here.
Yep.
And the equity refugees from the 1990s to 2000s, right when that big swing started, they came up here at 55, 60, 65, and now they're 75 and 80, and they want to be able to get all their medical care in the same day and drive home. And right now, you know, we have great, you know, St. Joe's, Mad River, you know, they've done great strides in getting us more oncology and things like that, but we don't do everything up here because there's only 136,000 of us. So those people love to go to the Kaisers and everything else and do their outpatients and come home the same day. How many people do you talk to every week that are going down to get something done at St. Helena or getting done,
touch base
done
somewhere,
in Santa Rosa? Yeah. And you don't do that in a day. And I think people want to be closer. So we're seeing some of those people go back, especially as these property values start to drop and ours start to rise. You know, the scale some is almost evening out. But we're getting a lot of workers up here, especially telecommuters.
So, Michelle, as you're looking at the marijuana processing, perhaps other permits also to allow some of these businesses, if they're new construction or the fish folks or housing and things of that nature, that also could be streamlined to the same fashion. Did you get that kind of sense that there are opportunities there?
Yes, I did. And I think, you know, cannabis is just one part of a big part. And what you're saying with the other entities, it's all, you know, there's not one stable economic boom in Humboldt County. It's one part of a lot that need to work efficiently. And yes, that process needs to be, you know, it's hard for me not to be, I'm not in there right now, so what I know is a little bit, but I want to make things more efficient.
And come on in, the water's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Just be sure you take it. He said, the water's fine. I'm going to consult or suggest that you jump in the deep end so you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Michelle Bushnell and Rex Bone from the, well, sort of from the county. Not really today, just kind of from residents in the county. How's that?
County residents.
Yeah. General thoughts. How do you think the county's handled the virus situation as members of the community, not the structure? The citizenry.
I think we've done exactly what the state has asked and told us to do. Under the threat of losing state dollars and the businesses losing their state licenses. We haven't really been that far outside of the box, except putting the information out, which we've done. Our former health officer was great on getting the information out, and we're prepared for an overflow. We are prepared. And our numbers have spiked up a little bit, but you take a look at the neighboring counties, they're running, you know, Shasta and everything else. So the people have done a pretty good job, and I mean, there's still a faction that thinks this is a hoax or it's just the flu. And you talk to the people that I had a friend of somebody that I went all the way through elementary school with pass yesterday from COVID, so I think he thinks it's pretty real.
Michelle, what's the consensus thought in the southern part of the county? Similar?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the southern part, in southern Humboldt, people want it a little more restrictive. And I think, you know, it's a 50-50 split of how people feel about the virus, honestly, in my district. Some people think it's too restrictive. Some people think it's not restrictive enough.
Yeah, those are kind of the two choices, aren't they? Nobody's saying just right.
And I mean, we've been following this. We've been great. Our number's 28.7 on our ICU, and we're actually at 48. So Shasta was carrying our region, and now we're kind of helping the region. But our problem is we're a remote region. We're 1% of the population. The northern region is like 3% or 2% of the whole population, if that. Of the state. So I mean, so as we kind of were on our own up here, but our issue is some of our counties that are in our region don't even have hospitals or ICU beds. So our numbers, two or three ICU hospitalizations is a big swing for us.
Is there any discussion out of the state that they are going to abide by those zones, or do you think it's just going to be, we're all linked together, and when he pulls the trigger on L.A. County, it's going to be for everybody.
Well, he's pulled the trigger on L.A. County. They're under 15%. I mean, they're at zero. So,
right.
I mean, he's pulled their trigger. They're shut down. I mean,
So you think we have a chance of being independent?
Well, we are now. We're the only county. We're the only region. And I would love to push the envelope. I mean, we've tried to send letters to the governor about us being independent because we are a different breed. We don't have as many people per square mile as other areas. I think overall we're doing a pretty good job, especially here in Humboldt, with protecting everyone. So I don't know. I've been a big advocate of one size doesn't fit all. And I have a lot of faith in our people, especially our business community.
You know, if you want a visual on that, you and I can take a picture out of the parking lot.
Yeah. But I think as we move forward, I think we have a lot of innovative small business owners and everything else that realize that the people that are coming in, their customers, are number one, and they need to keep them safe. And I think they can. I think we need to give them an opportunity to have a little more say-so.
So how do you see this thing playing out? A sharp edge? Or do you think it's just going to be a gradual? I mean, how do you plan for this?
Think of cabin fever.
Oh, I'm there already.
You know, we're
now what?
We're 10 months into this.
Yeah.
We're 10 months into this. And I think people are just getting, besides everything else, I think they're getting fed up. And I think we've got to be more consistent in our message. There are so many internet warriors out there disclaiming everything the scientists are saying and contradicting scientists. We've got to come to an even number. It's like Michelle said, the population is so split on, is it real? You know, is it real or is it Memorex? I mean, I don't know. Right. They can't figure, you know, who do you trust?
Michelle, are you comfortable with having 60-year-olds making references from past decades?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, that'll be part of the break-in process then.
I think she's going to be the child on the board too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I think she's the youngin' on the board.
You're going to have to educate. You know, is it tastes great or less filling? I mean, you know,
she can remember.
She has
stuff.
To be up to that kind of stuff there. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:41.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time, 8:46. Back talking shop this morning with Michelle Bushnell and Rex Bone. Michelle, what's going to be the first thing that you do on Tuesday after you get settled into the office?
Go over the agenda.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Meetings the next day.
The poundage must be, not awe-inspiring. How about debilitating? Just all that stuff. Even if you know, even if you think you know what it is when you go in.
I heard we get sworn in on the 4th on the courthouse steps, socially distanced.
We do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why not in the park?
Noon.
What's that?
Why not in the park or out in the water? I mean, if we're going to distance you, let's get serious.
But we're going to be at courthouse steps distance. I saw they did it at the front lawn and Arcata and stuff like that. And Michelle, after what she's, you know, through the election and everything else, I mean, it's a big deal. Her family shouldn't support her. You know, they can spread out. And
oh, that's true. You probably have the crowd around you.
You know, she can have her familial and stuff.
Nobody cares.
This will be the fourth time I've been sworn in. So
yeah. You're the preliminary act now.
I'm the old, the legend act.
Yeah.
The oldies but goodies.
Yeah, no kidding.
But there's a lot of good things happening in Humboldt, there's still some things that need to be fine tuned, and so. Looking forward.
We'll be at a good spot when we get as many press releases from economic development as we do from DHHS or OES.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and hopefully one is up and the other's down.
And our office of our economic development department is pretty active, and they've been real good on getting the loans and getting the else. But Scott Adair at the helm and stuff like that, who we brought in about a little over a year ago, I think now, and he is. Oh, it's been longer than that, a couple of years now.
Yeah, but he's when Ryan went.
Yeah,
went
but
out.
He's been doing a really good job on chasing the right things down. We've got great support from. Dr. Jackson and Dr. Flamer, the two. I mean, you got to understand, for a county of 136,000 people, to have the institution like we have up at Humboldt State, and then to have a junior college, both in our county is there's so many different angles we can take, and if something starts to hit, I mean, they can adjust their curriculum to make that happen. So that's a huge advantage we have here.
Yeah, and that's hopefully something that we can leverage a little bit stronger into the future also.
You know, yes, just exactly.
As things continue to to adjust and
I
to
think
move.
And I think they both want to do that. They've been very accepting to whenever we've met with them, so it's great.
Yeah, I think there's genuine interest now.
Yes.
From those folks?
Yes.
Yeah, where in the past, perhaps not.
Well, Dr. Flamer's been here for...
Yeah, Keith's part of the community.
I mean, he's been here 18 years, so he's been here.
Yeah.
And Dr. Jackson has absorbed himself into the community and become part of it. And he's doing a lot of good stuff up there, and it's tough for them right now with in-house. And I know Michelle, she's on the school board, or no longer on the school board down in Southern Humboldt, but we're seeing now getting the kids back in school is a big thing to do. And I think that's, for our future, I think getting kids back in school is going to be a focus for us.
Yeah, I suppose I ought to ask you, Michelle, as the last hurrah here, are you in favor of summer school this year?
Probably not.
Fair enough.
No.
Well, so next time when we get you in the studio here, then we'll get serious about this thing a little bit. Nice to have you on board.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hopefully the truck gets defrosted here pretty quick.
I think she went out and started it a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys.
Thank you for letting me tag along.
You betcha. Thanks for popping in.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, all righty, Rexy. Merry Christmas, dude.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
See everybody tomorrow.